that report. Now, the Czech Republic's most recognised long-distance swimmer, Iveta Hlaváčová, the woman's world record holder for fastest time across the English Channel, has begun a second attempt to tackle the Czech Republic's famous Vltava River. Last year, enduring chilly waters and the occasional drowned rat, she swam 138 kilometres from Týn nad Vltavou in southern Bohemia to Prague in a record 7 days. This year, she set out to tackle the waters again, but with one small difference. This time, she's swimming upstream. Jan Wellinger has the details.
On Sunday, 32-year-old Czech swimmer Iveta Hlaváčová began the first of 7 stages of her 2008 Vltava Tour, her attempt to re-tackle the Czech Republic's most famous river, this time upstream. Proceeds from a related auction of the swimmer's swimsuits will go to charity, helping children in Kenya. Ms. Hlaváčová hit the water on Sunday, beginning in Prague's waterside Žluté Lázně. Before the event, I asked her to tell me more about the next 7 days.
I'm trying to do something better than last year. That's why I'm trying to swim different way. It's mean upstream. It's really difficult because the current is 3 kilometers stronger than if I swam last year. Every day will be hard. I have to swim from 15 to 26 kilometers. And it's not normal, because it's different if you are training 4 hours daily, and it's different if you are swimming 6 hours in the river, and especially if the water is cold, and just because it's stress for you, because everybody can watch you, and I'm swimming alone, you know, without next swimmer. So I think every day will be hard, and I will be sure about me just in the end. We will see.
What kind of river is the Vltava in terms of its characteristics? I know you mentioned to another journalist here that there were some dead rats or something like that.
Yeah, of course. You can meet dead fish or something like that. But I think Vltava is a beautiful river, and especially after 40 kilometers from Prague. And it's the biggest river in the Czech Republic. Water is from 8 degrees to 26, so it's really difficult because sometimes it will be really, really cold. But I'm used to be, so that's okay.
Now you're going to swim the Vltava upstream in 7 stages, and I understand that amateur swimmers will be invited to swim along with you at certain sections. How long do you think they'll be able to keep up?
Yeah, it will be funny part. I think someone can try to swim with me, and I hope maybe 50 meters. Of course, I'm a professional swimmer, and I'm much faster, but he can try. It's difficult.
If everything goes according to plan, Ms. Hlaváčová's Vltava tour will continue throughout the week and wrap up at Týn nad Vltavou on Saturday, July 26th. If you'd like to see her in action, more information on the tour is available at www.yvette.cz. That's spelled Y-V-E-T-T.
Jan Wellinger with that report. And you can hear Jan's full interview with Iveta Hlaváčová in next week's One on One. And now it's time for the first of our summer mini-series looking at tourism in Prague.